Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Mysterious energy discovered in thunderclouds. Central Floridians are no strangers to violent thunderstorms, living in the lightning capital of the country. But now scientists have discovered an exotic and dynamic form of energy lurking in the thunderclouds above. Dark lightning. Scientists at the Florida Institute of Technology are traveling the world explaining the mysterious bursts of energy in the atmosphere during lightning storms that emit little visible light. The phenomenon occurs high in the atmosphere at nearly the same altitude as commercial airline flights. The radiation dark lightning produces is about 100 times more potent than an X-ray. What's kind of cool is that what we're talking about sounds like science fiction, but this stuff is really happening inside thunderstorms, said scientist Joseph Dwyer. It's happening right over our heads. Normal lightning occurs when clouds pregnant with positive and negative charges build up and create an electric field. When those charges separate, they discharge huge amounts of energy suddenly and cause a hot, bright, incandescent spark. Dark lightning is another kind of discharge humans can't see. If our eyes were sensitive enough, we might see a bluish-purple glow emanating from the clouds. Under the right conditions, dark lightning produces a kilometer-wide explosion of electrons and their antimatter equivalent, positrons. These particles collide with air molecules at nearly the speed of light, shooting streams of gamma rays and radio waves into space. If a plane is flying through a thunderstorm, dark lightning could produce radiation comparable to what a human receives during a full-body CT scan or 10 chest X-rays. It can be hazardous, but most pilots avoid thunderclouds at all costs. Dwyer says it's not worth losing sleep over. The likelihood of getting a dosage of dark lightning radiation is low. Dark lightning is less frequent but more powerful than regular lightning. Because scientists have only begun to understand the phenomenon, there is still a lot they don't know. Margaret Thatcher's legacy. With stately solemnity and military honors, Margaret Thatcher's body was borne through the streets of the British capital to a funeral service where hundreds of world leaders, colleagues, and friends paid their last respects. Inside St. Paul's Cathedral, mourners gathered for a simple religious service in memory of the woman whose transformative but controversial premiership from 1979 to 1990 was the longest Britain had seen since the early 19th century. Among those present in the church was Queen Elizabeth II. Outside, under gray skies, spectators several rows deep crowded the sidewalks of the streets leading from the Houses of Parliament to the cathedral. Baroness Thatcher died April 8th at age 87. Her death immediately renewed the fiery debate over her political legacy, which supporters say was Britain's restoration as an economic and military power, but opponents say was an unequal society that exalted greed. She was our first woman prime minister. She served longer than anyone in 150 years in the job, Prime Minister David Cameron told the BBC. Even those who opposed her policies were perfectly capable of saying this was a remarkable woman who impacted our history. In keeping with Thatcher's request, there were no eulogies. Only hymns she loved from her Methodist upbringing, readings of scripture by her granddaughter Anne Cameron, and the address by Bishop of London Richard Charters. Her coffin was taken from the Palace of Westminster, home to Parliament, the scene of some of her greatest triumphs, for the short trip to St. Paul's Cathedral. In a rare move, Big Ben was silenced. At the cathedral, a guard of honor in red suits and large black furry hats greeted the arrival of the coffin, which was carried in by pallbearers and out again an hour later to the pealing of bells. Can computers decode dreams? Researchers take a first step. Dreams defy even the dreamer, slipping away as stealthily as they arrive in a mind made credulous by sleep. But what if scientists could read our dreams by using the most advanced medical imaging machines and employing sophisticated algorithms? Researchers in Japan have taken an early step toward this chimerical goal by training computers to recognize the images flitting through the minds of sleepers in the earliest stages of dreaming. Their results, published by the journal Science, suggest that machines may be able to read our minds. The researchers put three volunteers into a magnetic resonance imaging machine capable of tracking blood flow in the brain, a sign of neurons at work. They also hooked up the volunteers to electroencephalograph machines, which record the electrical activity of those neurons. Then the scientists waited for the subjects to fall asleep. The researchers woke the subjects roughly 200 times, about every 6 minutes, to get verbal reports of what they saw before the images faded from memory. The researchers focused on the nouns in these descriptions and combined them into generic categories, which were represented by images, a human face, a key, furniture, and presented to the subjects while awake. The rest was a giant math problem. The scientists wrote a computer program to sort through the patterns of brain activity captured by the MRI in both waking and sleeping states. Then the program looked for links between those brain activity patterns and specific images. The computers learned to decode dream imagery with an average accuracy of 60%, according to the study. In some cases, the accuracy was significantly higher. Some of the errors in their computerized guesses could represent images lost even to the dreamer. If so, that would mean the machine was able to understand the volunteer's mind better than the volunteer could. Vocabulary focus. Potent. Emanate. Hazardous. Fiery. Eulogy. Upbringing. Peel. Decode. Stealthily. Credulous. Flit.